some respect. Please only focus on what he wrote. His will is beyond reach, and now we're on the fold. The skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% fear. Be 100% clear, cause Ryu was ill. Who would've thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back, dropped Megadeth, took him to church. I like Bleach, man. Ryu had the stupidest verses, dude, is the truth. Now everybody giving them guest spots. His stocks through the roof, I heard he f***ing with S-Dot.
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember
the... All right. Welcome into the zone today, coming to you live from Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Benton, Arkansas, exit 121. Back in the fold. The whole crew is back together again. Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, and we were even joined by the incomparable Wally Hall here, who is still basking in the glow of a very successful Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame golf tournament. Matty T running things back in the Fury Electric studio on the eve of his much-deserved vacation. So, boys, it's good to be back together again, if only for a day.
The voice is familiar. You have been gone so long.
I have I cram all my vacation into a very small window of time because you know what, Wally? In the very near future, sorry, my friend, that's okay. Very near future, it will be grinding through football season, baby.
Woo!
So
it's gone fast. You know the good thing is we've all taken our vacation. It's still July though,
yep.
So we still got a good 2-3 weeks to enjoy our summer activities and be together again once again.
The lead up to football. We're exactly 1 month from today we'll be playing college football. Arkansas-Auburn kicks off in exactly 1 month from today.
I'd never thought about that, but you guys are in the same situation. The newspaper is you can't take off from the time football season starts till basketball season ends.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we take a day here and there, but
holiday.
Generally speaking.
No, not anymore.
I may take 1 day. Like, I usually take 1 day and extend my trip to whoever UCA is playing in New Orleans. So, like, I'll take that Friday off. But generally speaking, no, we're pretty much grind all the way through. Luckily, there are some great things to look forward to. Got a lot of interesting football matchups this year. We even have a basketball road trip planned.
That's right.
For,
we're going
for December.
To Iowa State.
Scenic and beautiful Ames, Iowa. So, yeah, it's going
to
be good.
And we had Doc Sadler on Monday. Talked to him a little bit about the mayor, Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah.
He loves him. Loves him. Just talked about how amazing, and we know how talented Fred Hoiberg is. I mean, the guy's just off the charts
so
in terms
you
of recruiting.
You guys are going to do this road trip instead of, like, home arrest? Or, I mean, what did you do wrong?
What do you mean? No, man, it's going to be fun.
The old stomping grounds of Acre. I can't wait to go down there and see how many bathroom stalls his name is, numbers scribbled on.
His name's not even the same up there.
I never thought that I would get, exactly, my name was Gino up there. I never thought that I would get Pat on a home tour of Acre before I got a home tour of Bradley in Boston.
I
never thought that would come to pass, but that's all set now, so who knows?
It's fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Who do they play?
Hogs.
The Arkansas game, December 4th. Okay, that's why we're going. Yeah, that was the whole reason for it. So, anyway, I just got back from Chicago. Got to go to a Cubs game. I checked in with Pete Lavin, the former Travelers manager. For those of you who are wondering what Pete's up to now, he's managing a handful of independent baseball teams now in the Chicago area. A couple of them, he does one in Gary, Indiana, and he's got the one in Chicago out near him in Schaumburg, which is a suburb. And then he's got a couple of Wood Bat League teams out in the Boston area. So he's doing really well. He and Holly are great. Their daughter, Kellen, is keeping them busy, so they're doing really well, and it was great. They opened their home to us, and we got to stay out there and went to a game. And a buddy of mine growing up, he runs and owns a bar called Merkel's, which is about a lob wedge away
Merkel's.
From the front door of Wrigley Field. So we went down there and ate, had a bite with my buddy Pete Faber. And if you're in Chicago, you're going to a Cubs game anytime soon. Look, everybody understands, I think, even if you're a Cub fan, that the whole point of going to that is to take in the atmosphere and the history of Wrigley Field and to go eat and drink around Wrigley Field. It's not about watching a high-level baseball team play professional baseball, unless it's, of course, the opponent that is playing against the Cubs.
Did you see Manny Ramirez at all?
I did not, but, you know, he was in Des Moines when I was there, and it was so crowded they had a doubleheader, or as my father calls it to this day, not being a baseball fan, a double hitter. We couldn't even find parking within a mile of the stadium, so we went down there to go, and we had tickets, and then we said,
because of Manny?
Yeah,
everybody wanted to see Manny.
That was part of it. The weather was unbelievable. It was so cold. I had to buy a long sleeve T-shirt to wear under my T-shirt for the Cubs game. It was so cold in Chicago when we were there.
You're kidding.
It was insanely cold. And I had jeans on. I was freezing.
And by cold, you mean 71, 72?
It was like 60 degrees at first pitch. It was crazy. It was like an early season game. Now, I've been to Cubs games when there was still frost on the grass. I mean, but this was crazy.
So you went from 90-degree weather to 60. You would be cold.
Hey, let's be honest. We've been unseasonably cool down here, too. It's been a great summer. Now, Pat, you were mentioning the end of summer, and we've got some time left. For me, the official end of summer is the Pine Bluff Four Ball, which is a week from Friday is when it all gets underway, and we'll be there again thanks to our friends at Reliance Bank. So that's
exciting. Can't wait.
I know.
It's going to be a good time this year. Of course, we go down on Thursday. We have a good time with the folks down there at PB. Are we going to have our Murderers Row of interviews, Pine Bluff natives?
I hope so. I've been trying to get Melinda Mayo to come down and do weather down there on that Friday for years, and this is the 50th anniversary of the Four Ball. I'm hoping that this will be the year she makes her way down there. But Matty T, actually, we have a contact. There's a guy that used to be in the Razorback administration as a sports information guy. He's now with the Detroit Tigers, and, of course, we always get Tory Unner on, or at least we have in the past. Until last year, we broke our streak of like 5 years in a row. But Matty T, I know, reached out in advance, and we're on our way to getting Tory on this year again, and we'll have to fill out the rest of the lineup card. But we got Vicky's all set to come on with us on Friday from Reliance Bank.
So Vicky V, what about super athlete Basile Shabazz?
I don't know if we're going to get him on again. But I would be all for it. We could talk.
I'll try to track him down.
Nate Olson's going to be on with us on Friday. We could ask him. I know he's got contact info. Speaking of great athletes today in the zone, you don't have to wait till next Friday. We're going to have good stuff for you today. We're going to be joined by not only the 40-year-old Kevin Wilson, the general manager of this Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram location, exit 121, Alcoa Road, exit Benton, Arkansas, online at Landers.com. We're also going to be joined by phone. It is Media Day up in Jonesboro. We're going to be joined by Freddie Knighton. And there has been some debate between my UCA broadcast partner and myself, Steve Sullivan, over what should be his actual official nickname. He calls him Fast Freddie Knighton. I prefer Lightning Freddie Knighton.
I like Lightning Knighton.
Thank you. I'm going to let Freddie choose his own nickname today, unless maybe he wants to go with some sort of door number three.
How about Fast Lightning Knighton?
Fast Lightning. That may be a little bit overkill, Wally, but I like it.
Fast
Wally's an idea guy.
Freddie Knighton. It's Wally, interesting when you ask people about their own nicknames. We had Deion Sanders on one time, and he hates Neon Deion Sanders. Hates it. Doesn't like it. Don't ever call him Neon Deion. He prefers Primetime.
Okay.
He said that's the one he got in the streets, so that's what he's going to use.
Oh, yeah.
Mother nickname Primetime, I'm going to call him Primetime.
Well, did you have a nickname?
The Shooter.
Not really.
Shooter.
Yeah, the Shooter. Your nickname sort of came after.
Not during the days.
Well, you're legend. Has been nicknamed. It's not really about you as a player during the time, but now you're like the guy that catches the 6-foot fish and becomes a 16-foot fish 5 years later.
I could walk through and people be talking about who this shooter is, and I'll be on the other side. Well,
let's be honest. You were nobody until Nolan gave you a scholarship.
That's right. Nobody even knew me. I was basically invisible back in my days in Everett.
All I know is this. The guy's going in the Razorback Hall of Honor. You can't get there by accident. You can't get there just by some sweet nickname.
Which will be a great how do you do.
That will be awesome.
Opening weekend.
Speaking of, we've also got a thing coming up for Coach Richardson. He's going, what's his deal? He's got, he's the Roast and Toast.
He's the Roast and Toast
victim.
Big brothers, big sisters.
We call it honoree, but I call it victim because basically you got people who stamp there and make fun of you for 2 hours. Although it will be interesting to see. Like when Tommy Smith was up there, cakewalk. Yeah. It is no holds barred, guns blazing. But this is Nolan Richardson. I mean, how many guys can get away with poking at Coach Richardson? I mean, Mike Anderson can. Who else?
But that's the thing. He has way too much respect. You know how Coach A is.
Yeah.
I don't see him going over the line. He may toe the line. I am going to be afraid that Coach is going to look at me and say, stop running now. Run those bleachers. Give me a couple suicides back to back. And if you don't do them under 30 seconds, then you're going to keep doing them all day. But Todd Day is the other one. And that's going to be interesting.
Todd will not be afraid to go after
Todd. I cannot wait to hit Todd.
Todd will be real. He's going to go after you.
He does every time I see him.
See, I like to do that.
It's nothing new.
When I got a chance to roast Tommy, I not only tried to roast Tommy, but I roasted the roasters.
Yeah.
You got to.
You're supposed to.
That's what it's about.
Todd's going
to
be an easy target, no doubt.
I didn't get an invite, which is good. I would be afraid.
So many roast and toast have become just a toast, though.
I agree.
They're not even fun anymore.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit down with my key writers. Acree, Scat Daddy Scott, Basil, right? You guys are all sort of in that mold of.
Well, Matty T watches a lot of those. Matty T, who's your roast and toast? You're roast and toast guy too.
I love the comedy.
Well, I went and saw Jeff Ross live, and you know where it's Jeff Ross roast the audience. He's what they call the roast master general.
Who was the
Greg Giraldo?
He was the best. Yeah,
of all
the guy that died.
Greg,
may he rest in peace.
This is not the guy that sang Rico Suave, right?
No, sir. No,
that's
Giraldo.
Okay, and he's still alive, unfortunately. Where's the justice in that? Maybe. Giraldo is still alive, but Craig Giraldo is dead.
Lisa, I know you don't like Lisa Lampanelli.
No, she's.
I saw her in. I saw one of her shows in Tulsa. She's a great roaster, not the best toaster. I can't get in touch with her, so I'm going to have to stick with the local guys.
Yeah. So you got to say something nice by the end of it. That's the other thing.
Yeah, but don't just get up there and say nice things.
I'm not going to. I'm going to let it all hang out, Wally, literally.
For once in your life, try to be funny.
Okay.
I saw a pretty good one when Norm MacDonald was on a roast. He said, there's a bathroom that says gentleman, but pay it no heed. Just go right in. There's no bathroom that says scoundrel on it. You should tell him that one.
Are you telling tales out of school?
I'm not telling tales.
That was
school.
Actually, I don't know. Yeah. I know that clip, and that was hilarious. Norm MacDonald basically
he just did the worst jokes.
And it was hilarious, though. It was great.
Because it was so bad?
Yeah, and it was great timing, though. I mean, his comedic timing on how to tell the jokes, when it's just priceless. Those guys are so good.
We got Wally until noon today. We'll be joined not only by Freddie 9 and 11 o'clock, also Michael Felder, Bleach Report. It's been a while since we've had him on because we've always had conflicts the last month or two, it seems like. So we're going to get him on. It's about that time. We're a month away from football. I'm ready, man. I'm so excited. Nate Olson's actually going to move to Friday because he had a conflict today, so he'll be on Friday with us. And Pat has got some other responsibilities that he's going to have to tend to the next couple of days. So we get one day together. Let's enjoy it, my friends, and then we'll get back into the grind on Monday, and we'll be together for 6 months in a row.
Woo!
Pat just got back.
Yeah, Pat's got. Hey, listen,
I gotta go to D.C.
Pat,
Wally.
I want you to negotiate my next contract.
There are a lot of people tugging on this kid now. This is a professional responsibility,
it's
though.
It's a great deal. We're gonna go and D.C. tomorrow. We're gonna meet with Senator Pryor, Senator Bozeman, and then just go hang out, talk with them. I want to see what's going on in the Beltway. I want to see what's going on. What are we gonna pass? What
is this a Bill Vickery sponsored trip?
What laws are we passing?
Look, exactly. All Vickery can tell you is where to get good scotch. That's about all. If you're letting him lead your trip, that's all you're going to know. Try to see the senators before that trip.
But we're going to go to the White House Saturday morning.
Like Howard Dean?
No one's going to be there.
That's cool.
In the Lincoln.
I think it's some basketball thing.
Well, it's the Arkansas Alumni Association D.C. chapter is having their event tomorrow night.
So they're having a speaker?
I'm going up
there. Did you have to buy a new suit with your newly slimmed down frame?
I keep asking, what do I need to wear? Anything? And she said, very casual.
I got a text here from our GM, Steve Johnson. He says, wear a buzz shirt.
You think I need to wear a suit?
I would wear a suit.
You would?
Anytime I speak anywhere, I wear a suit.
You're going to D.C.
She says that people wearing flip-flops and tank tops out there.
The three times I've been asked to speak at something, I've always worn a suit. Three times in 40 years, I'm not in very high demand.
Well, I need a Razorback logo on, right?
On your suit? Why don't you call Coach Richardson? I bet he's got a sweet sport coat.
Probably get a tailor up there. I can just swoop in.
Years ago, I went up to MC a thing at Jonesboro at ASU, and they had told me like 3 months out it'd be black tie. Somewhere between when they invited me and the event, they changed their mind. So I'm the only one in a tux.
But you know what my father always taught me? And he didn't teach me a lot of good things, and I was reminded of all the things my father did wrong when I spent time with him this week, because I look at how good my brothers turned out and how good he did with him and how horrible I turned out and what a horrible job he did with me.
You were the practice run.
That's a good point, Matty T. You know what? I was the mold that got broken. But anyway, he said, it's always better to be overdressed than underdressed. And I would much rather be. There's nothing more uncomfortable when you look around and go, everybody's got a jacket on but me. This sucks. I hate that feeling. So,
you know, I'm going to end up undressing anyway. So
true that.
Hey.
You know what? Go sport coat, no shirt.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yep.
Look out.
Got a sexy new chest and belly. He's here to help.
Like, you're trying to tell me hasn't been a politician in D.C. give a speech like that before?
True that. Yeah, but it's usually like at 4 in the morning in some private club.
Hear ye on the steps of
my sit down, Ben Franklin. We've heard this all before. And I'll tell you another thing about the stupid Brits. Pass the ale.
This isn't a political thing.
What's going on?
In that it's one party or the other. It's both.
Oh, I'm hitting them all. Hitting them hard, Wally.
Oh, good. Buddy. Yeah, he's good. A hooah. Hey, Pat, Wally, have you ever been roasted and toasted?
No.
Your time has come, my friend. You're way past due.
Maybe we'll do it today. What do you say?
Yeah. All right.
Well, other than daily life.
Well, I know that. You always, I'd like to read your emails. Yeah, I bet you get roasted plenty.
Yep.
All right, let's take up a call here. We'll take our first time out again. If you're just tuning in, Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is where we are. There is a beautiful Charger SRT right here next to Wally Hall, which is for sale. It is in Razorback Red. It's got black accents. You could actually use this in Jonesboro as well.
That's sweet.
It
yes, you could.
Perfect car. So quite beautiful. That's just one of the many fine vehicles they have here. So it is Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Stunning Jeep right behind you.
It's a good-looking red. That's actually closer to the new Razorback red. It's a little more maroony.
Yeah.
And then there's Kevin Wilson over there who has red hair, and he's 40 years old now. John.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. I was listening to a national sports show the other day, and they were had Jerry DiNardo on there, which was
I love
used
Jerry
to be
DiNardo.
The LSU coach. Well, they were saying he was a great guy and everything, but, man, I tell you what, I wish he was back at LSU.
Buddy, I'm telling you, that's it. Arkansas doesn't need to get better at football. We just need DiNardo back at LSU, and we need Shula back at Alabama, and we're all set.
Yeah, when he was at LSU, he had a record of 18-20-1.
How do you do that at LSU?
The first 3 years, of course, he had other people's players. Then he went 2-6 in conference and 0-7 in conference in 99. Then he went to Indiana, and he was 1-7 for 3 years in a row, and 3-21. But
that's understandable.
He was talking about
DiNardo works for a big.
I'm missing
ten conference now.
But he was talking about the Big Ten, and that they needed some kind of legislation or something that all the talented athletes are in the Sun Belt area of the United States, and that people can't afford to go to Big Ten schools. I mean, visit Big Ten schools, and that's why they need to do something about that to make the Big Ten more competitive.
It's going to be tough to have all the entire Southeast move as young children up to Big Ten country.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a weak argument. When you visit it, and I don't know what the rules are, they can certainly – I'm assuming for an official visit, they can cover your expenses.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, they cover everything. They give you per diem. Which John Engskov, when he took me out on Friday night, whatever he didn't spend on me, he gave to me. Thanks, John, which may have been a violation.
In defense of DiNardo, he almost had a winning season at Vanderbilt.
Did he really?
4 years, he almost had one.
Is this
that's impressive?
It went 5-6 three times.
Pre-80s,
that's amazing. That's actually back when Vanderbilt wasn't. That was back when they were not really very.
But how do you go good 5-6 three times and jump from there to
did
LSU?
They did not have a winless conference record at LSU. He said they went 0-7 one year. That's not true. That can't be right. You got to look through his coaching record. I wouldn't remember, but I don't think he was ever that bad.
LSU, no, he went. Yes, he did. His last year, he went 0-7. The year before that, he was 2-6.
How is that possible?
He was 1-7 3 years at Indiana in a row before he got fired.
That's what the guy said, but that I can understand. Indiana blows, but I mean, how do you go 0-for at LSU? That's not even possible.
I don't get it.
The dysfunction
either.
There had to be off the charts.
Oh,
you're
my
right.
Gosh.
You can just, with the athletes there, you can stumble into a couple of wins, don't you think?
I could.
Stay out of the way.
With the coach's recruits before him, he went 10-2 and 9-3 overall. When his recruits step in, boom, it's over.
Well, Jerry DiNardo's obviously too stupid to be interviewed by anyone about anything, so let's just leave him.
He's got a great big face, though.
Thank you for reminding me that they went 0-7. See, there's hope. Where there's life, there's hope. And there's hope that LSU could not be great again. Ken.
This is Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, I want to talk about Roast and Toast and Wally.
Go ahead.
I know you're there because it was a who's who of Arkansas at this Roast and Toast, and it was the Paul Eels Roast and Toast. You remember
that?
I think it was in 99 to 2001. Do you remember that?
I do.
Oh, it was fantastic. Of course, the best roaster there was, you know, probably only second to Don Rickles, was Frank Broyles. Boy, he was outstanding. You know, what a great speaker he was.
I didn't.
Do you remember being there? I mean, I already asked you that. But didn't you do some of the roasting?
Yeah. I said I've never been roasted, though. I've never
you've never been roasted, though.
I've never been the subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But your time's coming.
But, yeah, I still have a bar of soap with his picture on it.
Is that right? Okay.
Paul Eels. Yeah.
How about that?
Fantastic.
That's
anyway,
cool.
I thought I'd bring that back to your attention. All right?
I appreciate
love
it.
Love your show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You know, I've got a we got the ball markers from the Eels tournament, and I take, you know, you sort of take for granted everybody knows who Paul is. And so I'm back in Iowa, and I played golf with my brother, and I put my mark down, and there was a guy that I was playing with that had picked my mark up, and because actually I had marked his ball, but he picked my mark up and gave it back to me. He looks at it and goes, well, that's a happy face. Yes, it was a happy face.
Yes.
That's right, exactly. So anyway, by the way, that tournament is coming up the day before the Georgia game, which is going to be a jam-packed weekend. Some of what's going to happen the Little Rock game this year has been published. Some has not, but that is going to be a crazy week. We've got the State Fair going on. There, we got the game going on that Saturday. You got the Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival. Second weekend is the weekend of the Georgia game in Little Rock. And there's going to be some other items that will be announced in the not-too-distant future, I imagine, as well. So
that will be the single toughest ticket to get for Razorback fans all year.
That's probably true. Yeah, and it's the best game we've had in Little Rock in how many years?
Forever.
Yeah, so.
Since Jeff Long was in short pants.
Well, look, this is the best time. I mean, look, that's when's the last time they had a team in there that could potentially, I guess LSU, that could have made
LSU
a case for a national championship.
Barrett Salee has picked Georgia to win the SEC outright, win the SEC championship this year.
That wouldn't shock me.
We had him on last week.
Got a lot of faith in Hudson Mason.
If he was all mushy because of the Bachelorette or what was going on, but that was his statement.
Did you guys talk about that?
We have it on audio.
They got the running back to do it.
Well, there's no question. Well, I think most people have a lot of faith in Hudson Mason despite his limited time at quarterback. So, anyway, it is 10:28. We are at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And we will get Kevin over here in a little bit. I do want to mention, too, that, you know, in addition to all the normal deals they have going, it is the end.